Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg peaking at 28 degrees today. Joburg a high of 24.
In Pretoria, collision on the Mabopane Highway southbound at Block XX. It's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, Naomi Osaka wins a first-round match at the Australian Open before revealing the wildfires were just three blocks from her home. And South Africa's Zeng Latakane wins Stage 8 of the Dakar Rally, consolidating his lead atop the standings.
It's the day for the class of 2024 to see how they ended their school career. Individual matric results are released today and can be fetched at schools, while it will also be published in newspapers. We start with Riaan Ibrahim from Pinelands High School in Cape Town. He was introduced yesterday as South Africa's top achiever.
I'm studying data science at the University of Cape Town. Data science is a multidisciplinary field that combines my love for maths, computer science and business knowledge. So it's quite a dynamic field that is quite relevant to South Africa.
When he was announced yesterday, Riaan still didn't know his exact results. He will get his statement of results today along with the nearly other 1 million learners. The matric class of 2024 has been lauded for setting a new benchmark. They achieved a pass rate of 87.3%, the highest in the country's history. Almost half of these matrics also achieved bachelor passes. The top performing province is the Free State, followed by KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Announcing the matric results last night, Basic Education Minister Zivile Khahube says while the achievements of the class of 2024 must be celebrated, the country must also reflect on the health of the basic education system.
Too many learners are progressing through the basic education without mastering the foundational skills, particularly in literacy and numeracy, which are critical for performing well in gateway subjects such as maths and science. These deficits then accumulate over time, limiting our learners' ability to succeed in higher grades.
More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. To other news, Trade and Industry Minister Park Stow has welcomed the Fresh Produce Market Inquiry's final report. Findings by the Competition Commission Inquiry include that retailers in the country must display the prices of fruits and vegetables on a per 100 gram basis to allow for consumers to make a fair comparison. The 11 fruit and vegetables prioritised during the inquiry are apples, citrus, bananas, pears, table grapes, potatoes, onions, carrots, cabbage, tomatoes and spinach. News from abroad, Sierra Leone has declared a public health emergency to combat Mpox. The country's health minister told reporters in capital Freetown yesterday that the country's officials will now step up surveillance at Sierra Leone's borders while also increasing the testing. Last year, the World Health Organization declared its highest level of alert for Mpox. And the thought for today relates to the matric results. While announcing these last night, the Deputy Minister of Basic Education, Kgabo Mahule, gave parents something to chew on the eve of the new academic year.
To parents, I'm saying, don't push your children to the limit which you have never reached yourself.
Oh, sure. Could not have said it better myself, wanted to, but couldn't. But very good point. Very good point. We see you. It's cringeworthy.
She did receive a resounding applause from parents in the hall last night. I mean, these are parents with top matrics. You know, these are
and
are
it's
people.
The same parent.
And the, no, they were like, I let my child do it on their own and follow their own path.
Yeah, I know. Shame. I really do feel for those kids, though, that have parents like that. And the temptation must be there. Really? Because the things that you didn't do in your life, you want your kids to do?
You know what? The thing is, you want better for your children what you had. So you're thinking, if only I did better in maths, I would have had all of this more other options. So I want my child to do better in maths so that he can have the options I never
had. But do you hear now how you've just made it about yourself again?